Les salles de sport étant encore soumises aux mesures sanitaires émises par le gouvernement, les propriétaires ont de plus en plus de difficultés avec les restrictions qui sont assouplies pour d'autres établissements. Je me suis entretenue avec Heidi Dubé, propriétaire de Lift Fitness à Peace River. So, when did Lift Fitness close?
The first time we were closed in March 2020, and that time we were closed for 3 months. And then most recently, we had to shut again on December 8th, and we're still currently closed.
And how do you feel about gyms that are still closed, but other businesses are allowed to open?
Well, probably how you'd expect I'd feel, a little bit left out of the equation. I don't know that the Alberta government is totally in touch with what our protocols actually look like and the health and safety measures that we are, and I say we because I'm speaking kind of as a collective with all of the small boutique studios, but the health protocols that we're going to keep members safe. Like, we've got 10 people and less, and no one's equipment, and there's plenty of space. So I feel that it's a little bit lopsided as far as, yeah, why we're being closed and other businesses are able to open.
And how do you think the gym members are feeling with the gym being closed?
Definitely, they're starting to feel the extra or other effects of it. So I'm in touch with a lot of our members regularly, and lots of reports of increased anxiety, increased depression, increased weight, and anxiety. Everybody's sort of already feeling the stress of what's happening, and unfortunately not having their regular stress outlet. And being that we're going into almost 3 months, they're definitely feeling the effects of it health-wise.
And do you think it will be doable to open the gym with COVID restrictions?
Yeah, well, we did it in the summer for a few months between the two closures very effectively. You have to pre-sign up for class. There's so many protocols that all studios have kind of come up with to make sure that members are safe. I would say without a doubt, very confidently, that if we were open right now, we would be able to adhere to all the measures that the Alberta government has already for other businesses and be able to open safely, like today.
And what frustrates you the most overall with all this situation?
I think the blanket closures and the blanket restrictions. So, you know, a big box fitness gym in the city is not the same as a small 50-member studio in a small town, yet we all have to kind of fall under the same category. So I feel like we're left to kind of fend for ourselves. And that's the biggest frustration. We don't seem to have proper representation, so we have to stay closed.
So what's next for Lift Fitness?
Well, we've transferred all of our programming online. We've got a really a large senior population in our studio as well. So we've been going online with them all along. So as long as the restrictions are in place, that's where we're going to continue to train. We do have a couple of personal training clients, but overall, we're really just going to focus on our online efforts. And honestly, I've got high hopes that we're coming up to the end of this closure. Our hands are tied and we're just waiting for the government to catch up and let us just open our businesses safely.
Well, thank you so much, Heidi.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it.
En résumé, Heidi Dubé, la propriétaire du gym Lift Fitness, n'a ouvert que pendant quelques mois durant l'été pour ensuite être contrainte de refermer pour la pandémie. La fermeture inquiète grandement Heidi puisque certains de ses membres sont confrontés à la dépression, à l'anxiété, sont stressés, prennent du poids et se sentent mal dans l'ensemble. Elle renchérit en expliquant que Lift Fitness avait investi des milliers de dollars pour pouvoir adhérer à tous les nouveaux protocoles mais a dû à nouveau fermer. C'était Heidi Dubé, propriétaire de Lift Fitness à Peace River. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.